Welcome to this new podcast called Learn French with Chanson, where the word chanson, of course, means songs. What I want to do with you is play French songs that are well known in France, but sometimes also abroad, and then use the song text, the lyrics, to help you understand some of the French words. I'll give a translation, not of the entire song, not necessarily, because of course there's many parts that come back in the song, in the refrain. So I'll refrain from that. And then I will talk about the origin of the words and see what the similarities are between the French and the English. And this way, it'll help you understand, and it'll help you remember the words. So I decided to start with a song called Parole, Parole. It is by the French singer, well, actually she's Egyptian-born and Italian. Her parents were Italian, but she was nationalized as French. And her name is Dalida. Very popular singer in the 70s. She had an enormous amount of songs that she sang in all different languages, many different languages. But she was also a bit of a sad lady. She had three of her lovers and husbands killed themselves, and she finally wound up also committing suicide. So that's not really a happy story. On the other hand, during her life, she played in several movies, and of course she had some really big hits, among which this song, Parole. Dalida sings this song as it's a kind of a dialogue. She sings it together with Alain Delon, who doesn't really sing. It's more like parlando. He just speaks his texts, and then she answers. The story of this song is the fact that Alain Delon, who is a very famous movie star in France, still alive, he's 87 now, I think, lives in Switzerland. But in the heydays of his fame, he was like the pretty boy of French cinema, comparable with Errol Flynn, for instance. That's that type of he played mean guys and good guys, but he was always the suave, good-looking guy. In this case, he is trying to sway Dalida with his words. He's trying to chatter up, and she's having none of it. So he will say beautiful but and poetic but very cliché things, and she tells him, well, you know, the short of it, she just tells him to go and let's say go somewhere else. She is not interested. And the way this is done is quite funny, because she tells him, well, you know, you could give me chocolate and caramel and sweets, but I will still not fall for you. Let's dive into the song. So the song starts with the voice of Alain Delon, who says, c'est étrange, je ne sais pas ce qui m'arrive ce soir. Je te regarde comme pour la première fois. Well, you see already a couple of words that we can recognize. A word like étrange, you'll see, is the same as strange. In French, very often, a word that starts with E-T, or an E with an accent, a forward accent, accent aigu, is a spot where in our languages, I'm Dutch, you're English speaking, there is an S. So école becomes school, étudiant becomes student, and étrange becomes strange. So this is a way of if you read a word, you can kind of figure out, oh, this might be in my language, this might have an S at the beginning. As a reaction to his first terrible pickup line, she sings, encore des mots, toujours des mots, les mêmes mots. This is interesting because we have here the word encore. You know the word as well, because it means to call someone back, to do something again. An encore after a song or after a concert. So that means, it just means again. So mot, M-O-T-S, means words. One word is mot, M-O-T, without the S. Toujours is probably a word that you recognize as well. It comes from all days, tous les jours, and therefore means always. In the next verse, we also see some words that we might recognize. You see histoire d'amour. Histoire can mean history in French, and amour is, of course, love. In this case, histoire doesn't mean history, but simply story. So an histoire d'amour is a history of love, or, as we would say, a love story. Further on down, we see words like facile, which of course is easy, facile, and fragile, which is fragile. It's kind of nice to have a look at these again, because the pronunciation really puts us off. When the French sing mot facile, mot fragile, we don't really immediately recognize the fact that these are actually very common words for us. So the whole thing is to, while learning a foreign language, is to listen to it very often, and a song like this can happen, can help. And the more you listen to it, you know what it means, and you know the English translation, the easier it'll become for you to recognize certain words and realize that they're actually the same words that you are used to, but pronounced in a different fashion. So let's go down to the next verse. Where he speaks of les souvenirs and the time. So temps is, as we have the word temporal, which means for a certain time. This is the word temps, T-E-M-P-S, which means time. And souvenir, of course, is the same word as we use as a souvenir, but in this case it can also mean memories. So she says the time of dreaming is over, the souvenirs will fade away, se fan, also because you forget them. He then comes back with a great pickup line. Tu es comme le vent qui fait chanter les violons et emporte au loin le parfum des roses. You are like the wind. So vent is wind. You see, there's a big similarity between the two. That makes the violins sing. Qui fait chanter les violons. Chanter is to chant again. And then he says, and that brings with it the smell of roses. And she doesn't care about roses. She comes back with caramel, bonbon, et chocolat. Well, caramel and chocolate, are of course easy. And then bonbon means tasty, tasty. Bon is tasty or good. So bonbon is tasty, tasty, and bonbon is therefore sweets or candies. Let's skip down to the next part where I've made some text bold. This is mainly not to talk about the language, but just to give you an impression of the way she comes back in this song and tells him to move along, fella. So she sings, merci, pas pour moi, mais tu peux bien les offrir à un autre. So you can give your chocolates and bonbons and chocolates to someone else. Une autre is another, and then the female form, so another woman. Qui aime le vent et le parfum des roses? Moi, me, les mots tendres, the tender words that you have enrobed with sweetness, enrobé de douceur. These words will pose themselves on my mouth, my bush, but never. So that's the word bush is from embouchure. You probably know it from the trumpet players. Mais jamais sur mon cœur, but never in my heart. In the next verse, the song is doing us a nice favor. It's giving us a couple of nice verbs to use. The first word is écouter. This means listening. Écoutez, listen to me, écoute-moi, listen to me. The next word is je t'en prie. Here we see that prier, to pray, you have the same origin in English as in French. Je t'en prie, I am praying to you. And in the end, je te jure, which means I swear. And of course, you know the word because of the jury and the juror, those who swear to tell the truth. And then we can go straight on to the next verse, where we will find a very useful verb, parler. You recognize this from parlando, spoken lyrics. So this means to speak, parler. Parler comme la première fois. And première, of course, here means the first time. Première is the first, just like the first show of a series. We go back down and we find some more words that we recognize but that are pronounced in a different way. So magic is magique and tactic is tactique. Des mots magiques, des mots tactiques qui sonnent faux. And faux is, we would use it as well. We'd say faux, fake, false, and that's exactly what it is. Further down, un peu de silence. Un peu is un poco in Spanish, a little, and silence is silence. Again, there's a word that is exactly the same in both languages, but pronounced different in a different way in French. The same goes for, of course, for musique. It isn't exactly written the same, but it is, of course, the same origin. And the French say musique, and you say music. Down a verse, and we'll come to more or less the end of this reading of the text. We end with the word déjà, already. And of course, this you know because of déjà vu, already seen. And this word is also used in the other meaning of déjà, where you say, is it already time? Il est déjà temps. Oh, there's the word temps again. So this kind of concludes this first lesson. I must say, it takes a bit getting used to as well. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to try and do this every week with another French song. So you can take a subscription to this podcast, and I promise I'll get better and better, and smoother and smoother. I'm still experimenting with the way to do it. It would be much more fun if I could use the song itself in the podcast, but I'm not allowed because of the rights of the music. So I have to work with the embedded video from YouTube that is shown on YouTube and not really on my site. It's streaming from YouTube. So I'm afraid there's no other way to do this. But I promise I'll do my best. And I promise... you may say that's just words, and it's true. And as an afterthought, the word parole also means a promise. So this is an even more fitting song. So I'm out on parole, I'm out on the promise to get back to you. Thank you very much. Bye bye. Au revoir, à la prochaine.